Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're talking about YouTube thumbnail styles that can boost your click-through rates by a whopping 40%. That's a game changer. Right? So imagine you've spent hours crafting the perfect video and then you upload it just sits there. It's frustrating, isn't it? Oh, totally. It's like having a high-performance engine but no battery to start the car. You need that eye-catching thumbnail to get viewers clicking. Exactly. In 2026, YouTube has become so mobile-first that if your thumbnail doesn't grab attention in under 2 seconds, you might as well be shouting into the void. So, what are some of these thumbnail styles that are driving clicks right now? Great question. The first thing to understand is that thumbnails aren't just pictures. They're signals. They tell viewers and the algorithm what to expect. Right, like a billboard. Exactly. One of the biggest mistakes creators make is treating them like art instead of marketing tools. You really want to focus on emotional, high-contrast designs. Emotional triggers, huh? Can you dive deeper into that? Sure. We're seeing massive success with designs that evoke strong emotions like surprise or anger. These are the thumbnails that really pop and grab attention. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So higher emotions equal higher clicks, right? Precisely. For example, a shocked face combined with a curiosity gap, like a bold question, can significantly increase your click-through rate. That makes sense. It sounds like you really need to engineer these thumbnails rather than just design them. You got it. And to help with that, AI tools are a game changer. They allow even those with no design skills to create eye-catching thumbnails in no time. Wait, hold on. Are you saying I can whip up a thumbnail in just minutes with AI? Absolutely. I've done it myself. It's like having an expert designer at your fingertips. You can enhance emotions, focus on key elements, and make your thumbnails really stand out. That's incredible. So if someone's not using AI for their thumbnails, they're really missing out? Definitely. And let's not forget the common pitfalls. Many creators ignore consistency. If your thumbnails look like they're from 5 different channels, it's confusing for viewers. Right. And clutter is another big issue. If there's too much going on, nobody knows where to look. Exactly. I call it the blur test. Right. If you squint and can't tell what the main subject is, it's time to simplify. I love that. And what about the mobile aspect? I assume that's critical too? It is. Big faces and large text are crucial for mobile-first design. If it looks good on a desktop, it might fail on a phone screen. So, in terms of color palettes, what's working best these days? High-contrast colors like yellows and reds are outperforming low-contrast designs. They catch the eye much faster and average higher click-through rates. Fascinating. It sounds like the right colors can really make a difference. They truly can. And here's a pro tip. For educational content, use pastel colors with clear graphs for a better performance boost. That's super helpful. So if someone is just starting out, what's the first step? Audit your last 10 videos. If your click-through rate is under 4%, it's time to rethink your thumbnail design. And remember the 3-word rule, keep your text concise. So, less is more. Exactly. Simple, high-impact thumbnails will get you the clicks you need. This has been such a great breakdown of thumbnail styles. I feel like I've learned so much already. I'm glad to hear that. It's all about testing, experimenting, and letting AI handle the heavy lifting. And let's not forget about the emotional aspect. That's super important. Yes. So remember, make those thumbnails work for you and you'll see your CTR soar. Awesome. Thanks for sharing all these insights, Alex. No problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you in the next one.